By the margin of the ocean, one pleasant morning in the month of June, when all those feathered songsters their liquid notes did sweetly tune. And 'twas there I spied a female, and on her features were the signs of woe, conversing with young Bonaparte concerning the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Then up spakes young Napoleon, and he takes his mother by the hand, saying, "Mother dear, be patient until I'm able for to take command. And I'll raise a mighty army, and through tremendous dangers go, and I never will return again until I've conquered the bonny bunch of roses, oh." When first you saw great Bonaparte, you fell upon your bended knee, and you asked your father's life of him, and he granted it right manfully. And 'twas then he took his army, and over the frozen Alps did go, and he says, "I'll conquer Moscow, and then return for the bonny bunch of roses, oh." Well, he took 300,000 men, and the kings likewise to bear his train. He was so well provided for that he could have swept the whole world for gain. But when he came to Moscow, he was overpowered by the sleet and snow, and with Moscow all a-blazing, 'twas he lost the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Oh, mother, he was loyal, and always he proved it true to you, until that fatal morning when he went to the plains of Waterloo. Thousands there lay on the field, whilst their blood like fountains it did flow. But a grouchy proved a traitor, and lost was the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Oh, son, be not too venturesome, for England is the heart of folk, and England, Ireland, Scotland, their unity shall ne'er be broke. Remember your brave father, in the Saint Helena he lies low, and if you'd follow after, then be aware of the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Oh, mother, adieu forever, for it's now I lie on my dying bed. If I had lived, I'd have been clever. But now I bow my youthful head. And when my bones lie mouldering, and the weeping willows o'er me grow, the name of great Napoleon will sting the bonny bunch of roses, oh.